Fact-checking Bill. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last night, Bill Clinton alleged Republicans have little use for facts.
Their campaign poster said, "We are not going to let our campaign be dictated by fact-checkers."
Which is true. Republican pollster Neil Newhouse said exactly that last week in Tampa. But what about Bill's facts? Applause tends to rise as accuracy declines, and Clinton pretty much bent the applause needle last night, so I went to factcheck.org, which writes that the worst they could find was that he oversold Obamacare as bringing down the rate of increase in health care spending when most of it hasn't taken effect yet. But the part where he said that since JFK in 1961, Democrats added 42 million private jobs while Republicans added only 24 million, which you think would be a wild partisan exaggeration, true, says Fact Check. So I check PolitiFact. True, says PolitiFact. So I check the Washington Post fact checker. Their main gripe turned out to be that Clinton claimed Obama's budget, with its taxes on the rich, reduces the deficit by $4 trillion. They say that's wildly optimistic. But that would imply that the Romney budget, which attempts to cut taxes for everyone, would be even more wildly optimistic. So all in all, Bill came off pretty well, bringing us to the real problem with his speech and the rapturous applause it got, which is that he's not the candidate. I fact-checked that one myself. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.